You have your Bibles with you. I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. Psalm chapter 1. Or Psalm 1. Psalm 1. It's just going to read the whole Psalm. It's only 6 verses. So. Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, if you've been paying attention, it seems like here lately, this past several weeks, one of the main messages is about choices, about how we have choices and how we have time. And one thing is, we all have 24 hours a day. That's universal. Everyone has it. Everyone has the same amount of time. But we don't always have the same choices. Everybody's life is different. But we all have the choice to be living a godly life. Amen. Now this, it says, blessed is the man. Now this goes for the sisters too. So it's just for all of us together. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. These are all things that we are not to do. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's what we need to be. That's what our delight needs to be. As we heard in the prayer, we need to have more of a focus on God. That needs to be the forefront of our life. How we're living a godly life. How can we be living a godly life if we don't have God first? We need to be living a godly life. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and the law doth he meditate day and night. Well, I don't know of anything in between. It's day and night. It's a whole day, right? So we need to be meditating upon the Word all the time. And you say, well, I've got jobs to do. I've got things that are taxing on my brain. I understand. And God understands too. But brothers and sisters, he's given us his Word. We have the law of God. We have the Word of God that we can read. We don't have to have the Bible open and reading a chapter while we're walking around. We're going to be bumping into walls when we're doing that. I see a lot of people do that with cell phones nowadays. But anyway, we need to be reading the Word. We need to be reading early, reading the Word early during the day. And he says, meditate. That's thinking about it. What we've read that day, what the Lord has blessed us to see, what we've blessed us to glean from his Word of our daily reading that we've done. Just rolling it around in our mind, thinking upon it, meditating upon it. You know how a cow, when it's eating grass and everything, and later on it chews the cud, hey, it's a good time for us to be meditating upon this. Chew the cud. Let's get the good out of it. Amen. He says, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and the law doth he meditate day and night. And because of this, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Not a tree planted in a desert. Not a tree planted by a wet weather stream. No, rivers of water. Plenty of water. You ever seen, even times in drought, you go down to the river and you see the trees around there? It's funny, you can see an aerial photograph of something that's been in a drought for a long time. You can definitely tell where the river are. where those rivers of water, where there's plenty of water, those roots can get down, they can get the water they need. They can get all the nutrients they need from that water. It's like, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and his law, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. If we keep this in the forefront of our mind, if we are putting God first in his service, brothers and sisters, we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither. They'll not wither away. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Brothers and sisters, if we want to prosper in this life, if we want to be successful in this life, now, when I use that word as is in Joshua, right. Not as, you know, I want to be a multimillionaire or something like that, you know. No, if we want to have success in living a godly life, brothers and sisters, we have things we need to be doing. We need to be putting him first. We need to be reading this word, meditating upon it day and night. And if we're doing that, if we're putting God first, if we're putting a priority on his service, reading his word, brothers and sisters, he's going to prosper our way. He's going to bless us. That's how the psalm starts. Blessed is the man.
That's right.
But verse 4, we have the other side. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. In that day and age, they would sort the wheat, and they would cast it up, and the lighter chaff would be carried away by the wind. Just be blown away. It's useless. It's good for nothing. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be good for nothing. We want to be a good example to others. We want to live this good life. We want to be like this blessed man in Psalm 1. So verse 5, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous. Are we among the righteous? Not by our own doings. Not by anything that I have done, brothers and sisters, but it's the imputed righteousness of Jesus Christ and his shed precious blood. Brothers and sisters, that's the only way we can be among the righteous. That's the only way we can be among the saints of God, the sanctified. It's only because of him. But we are among the righteous through him. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous. God knows his people. Foundations of the Lord stand assured, knoweth them that are his. He knoweth them that are his. So he knows the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly shall perish. You know, sometimes people will say, well, these people are living such an ungodly life, and they seem like they have all the world goods. They seem like they're prospering and prospering. You know, that's how it sometimes, that's the way it is. You see the ungodly. But brethren, it's only for a season. It's only for a time. The best they can hope for is this world's goods. Brothers and sisters, we need to be putting God first. We need to be living that godly life. Amen. So he'll be with us. He's everything. Brothers and sisters, he is everything we need. Amen. And one thing, how we can live that godly life, like it said earlier, but his delight is the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night. If you would, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Listen, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If you don't know how to do good works, it's right here. We need to be reading. We need to be asking God, help me in my reading. Help me to live the godly way. Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ is our great example, the best example we have. And brethren, this is his word. Amen. What better example can we have? What better thing can we have to glean from? Is the word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It's profitable. profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for doctrine, for what we need to know, what we need to teach, for reproof. If we need to do it for proof and for correction, if we need to be correcting someone, if we need to correct our own lives, you know, come on, let's examine ourselves. For instructions in righteousness. You know, our righteousnesses are filthy rags. Brothers and sisters, the righteousness that we get is from God, from Christ, the imputed righteousness of Him. That's the only way that we're among the righteous. But brothers and sisters, we need to be living like that. If we're going to be claimed the title of Christian, Christian is supposed to be Christ-like. You know, the Lord even said, it is enough for the disciple to be as his master. We need to be as him. We need to be living like him. We'll never make that side, that good of perfection on this side of glory. But that's our mark. That's what we need to be striving for. But like I said, if we need to know where we can find the instructions on how to live this godly life, how to be like this man in Psalm 1, this blessed man, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God for reproof, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and the instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. Perfect? Yes. The man of God may be perfect. Now, we're never going to receive and we're never going to obtain that perfection this side of glory. But, brethren, that's what we need to be striving for, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished. Lord just didn't write a few good notes, say, here you go. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So if we need the instructions, if we need to know what to do, it's right here. The Word of God. So that's how we can obtain that life. That's how we can be as that blessed man. That's how we can have the peace and the joy in our life. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.